Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Revealing the truth about the Quran in the light of revealing the truth about Islam. Hello, my dear brothers and sisters, greeting to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. It is my joy to continue the study of revealing the truth about the Quran. Can Muslim understand the Quran by simply reading the Quran? A question for Muslim to think about. One of the common comments I have received from many people throughout the West when they read the English translation of the Quran, that they will tell me that they could not make sense out of the book. The book is written out of context. The book is written in jumble mumbles, and people do not know what is literally the message of the Quran. And obviously the Western Muslim will tell you, the reason you do not understand the Quran is because you need to read it in the Arabic language. And that is what I call the old excuse, the ignorant excuse, for my English translation of the Quran is a perfect translation. But then Muslim give you another excuse. And the new excuse is, you must read the interpretation of Muslim scholars. Now I promise you, my dear listeners, that throughout this program, we will study and read all Muslim scholars' interpretation. Ibn Kathir, Qurtubi, Tabari, and Jalalain. And even when you read the interpretation of such Muslim scholars, you will come to the conclusion that even Muslim scholars, those whom Muslims hold in a very high position, do not understand the Quran. How do I know that? In many of the verses of the Quran, when Muslim scholars interpret, they begin their interpretation by stating, scholars disagree. And after Muslim scholars, like Ibn Kathir or other, give you 5-10 opinion, what is the verses talking about, then they will always end by the statement, Allahu A'lam, Allah knows best. In another word, Muslim scholars are telling us, we do not know, we are just guessing the interpretation, but only Allah knows the knowledge, the true knowledge, in the verses of the Quran. Why do I say Muslim cannot understand the Quran by simply reading the Quran? Because the information does not exist in the Quran, and that is the real problem. Even if we picked up a simple story, any of the stories of the Quran, as we will be doing on this show, we will be studying the stories of the Quran. And as we go through them one by one, we will show to the Muslim and we will study together. We will understand why Muslim cannot understand even the simple stories of the Bible, which Muhammad copied in the Quran, simply because he did not put all the information. Another reason why Muslims cannot understand the Quran by simply reading the Quran, because the information which they received in the Quran concerning the stories of the Prophet are all corrupted, are all changed. I always love to challenge my dear Muslims by asking them simple question concerning their favorite story in the Quran. And amazingly, the answer is Allah knows best. They cannot answer any of my questions because the information does not exist in the Quran. Because the answer obviously is not known, not to Muhammad, not even to the Muslim scholar who do everything they can. They do all their best to fill in the missing information of the Quran. And it's amazing, if I give the same question to any Christian, they will give me the true answer. My challenge to the Muslim is not that I will give them question and I want them to answer this question from their head knowledge. No, I want them to open the Quran and search for the answer. And the answer is not in the Quran, because the information is not written in the stories of the Quran. Let me give you one example. We know from the story of Joseph in the Quran, which exists in chapter 12, which is the story of Joseph. By the way, Joseph's story is the only story which Muhammad gave a full chapter in the Quran. It's not spread all over the Quran as all other stories which Muhammad copied from the Bible. But in chapter 12 and verse 8, the Quran says, when they said, surely Joseph and his brother are more loved by our father than us, and we are a large group, surely our father is in obvious error. When we ask the question here, who are those who said when they said? The common sense from the verse, you may think it is Joseph's brothers. But why they said in the statement, in the quotation, surely Joseph and his brother. Joseph and his brother. Why Muhammad did not bother Joseph and our whatever name of this brother? Now, for us Christian or Jew, we know exactly what the story is. We know the answer for this question. But for Muslim who have no clue that Joseph and his brother have a different mother than the rest of the brothers. See, my dear listeners, Muslims who study the Quran, who only read the Quran, who never have access to the Bible, who do not believe in the Bible, they only read the story in the Quran. So Joseph and his brother, we ask the questions. Who is this Joseph's brother? What is his name? Why they did not say Joseph and our brother and mention the brother's name? Why Jacob loved Joseph and whoever this brother more than the rest of the brothers? Why does he consider their father to be in a great error for doing so? You see, these are just simple questions. Muslims have zero answer. Literally, even when you go to Muslim scholar, what they are doing? They're taking the story from the Bible to interpret the story in the Quran. And here is the deal in my challenge to the Muslim, that I will ask all these questions concerning whatever story they choose in the Quran, but they have to answer it only from the Quran, not from the Bible. And Muslims who are willing to take the challenge, they will not succeed. The simple reason is, I have studied the Quran, I have read the Quran, I have read scholar interpretation to the Quran. And all what Muslim scholars do in these cases is, they go to the Bible, pick up the answer for all the missing information, and they put it in their interpretation to the verses of the Quran. And that is not interpretation. That is what I call fabrication. You fabricate an answer to the stories of the Quran by giving the answer of the Bible. You cannot interpret a verse in the Quran by making up answer from other books. You must interpret the verses of the Quran by the information, by the words which exist in the Quran. And that is a true interpretation. But sadly, Muslims who never read the Bible, they may think that their scholar are great scholar because they know the answer for all the questions we can give to them concerning the stories of the Quran. But have Muslims ever asked themselves, where did Ibn Kathir, where did Qurtubi, where did Jalalain or Al-Tabari came up with this information? If they know the truth, they will stop reading such a book, the book of the Quran, and such interpretation of Muslim scholar, for they themselves can go to the Bible and read the entire true story, the true information which Muhammad copied in the pages of the Quran. On the other hand, when we compare the Quran to the Bible, we will discover that the Bible is one book with one message. Yes, the Bible contains 66 books. 39 books in the Old Testament, which we call the Old Covenant, and 27 books in the New Testament, which we call the New Covenant. But the entire book, 66 books, is literally a one message. The fall of man into sin and the redemption of God. God's grace, God's love. Since Adam and Eve ate from the tree and disobeyed God in the Old Testament, God established the Old Covenant, and it was through the blood of animals. When we read the entire Old Covenant, the Old Testament, we discover the message is through the sacrifice, through the blood of animals, men can receive covering for their sin. Not total forgiveness, but only covering for the sin. Because men continue to sin, and men continue to offer the sacrifice, and God was never satisfied with such sacrifice. It was a picture to the true sacrifice, to the new covenant, the blood of Jesus. And in the new covenant, God established his relationship with men through not the shed of animals' blood, but through the shed of his own son, Jesus Christ's blood. For on the cross, Jesus carried away the sin of the world. As we see in the New Testament, when John the Baptist looked at Jesus and he pointed to him and he said, what? Behold the Lamb of God who will carry the sin of the world. Yes, Jesus Christ, he is the Lamb of God. He is the one who died on the cross to establish the new covenant, to fulfill the old covenant through his blood and through his blood alone. Forgiveness of sin can be received through his sacrifice. Jesus Christ entered to the Holy of Holiness one time with his own blood, and he brought forgiveness to all mankind, those who accepted Jesus, those who believed in his atonement for their sin. But Muslims say the Bible has been changed. The Bible has been corrupted. That's why Allah sent down the Quran to Muhammad. Really? Is that true?
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
The Bible has been corrupted? The Bible has changed? Why? What is the proof? It is very simple. Muslim will say, since the story in the Quran is different than the story in the Bible, that means for sure the Bible has been changed, because as we said before, the Quran is the perfect word of Allah, never been changed, never been corrupted. One of the repeated claims by Muslim, the Bible has been changed, the Bible has been corrupted. And it's amazing that most of these Muslims who claim that the Bible has been changed, who claim that the Bible has been corrupted, never read the Bible. Maybe they have read some books about the Bible by Muslim authors, by Muslim scholars, but so far I have not yet met with one Muslim who can prove to me that the Bible has been changed, that the Bible has been corrupted. Muslim assuming that the Bible has been changed, that the Bible has been corrupted, and if you ask any of them, what is your evidence? What is your proof that the Bible has been changed? The answer, they have no clue. Obviously, they believe in a lie. They heard it often enough, loud enough, and it has been repeated all these years, 1400 years, since Muhammad days until today. Muslims claim that the Bible has been changed, the Bible has been corrupted, and not yet one of them come up with one evidence or one proof. As a matter of fact, every time we discover a new manuscript to the Bible, Old Testament or New Testament, all the discovery, all the archaeological work of the Bible till today, proving that the claim by Muslim that the Bible has been changed, the Bible has been corrupted, is a lie. Not one of the manuscripts proves the lies of Muslim. It's amazing. Even in Ibn Kathir's interpretation in his book, The Beginning and the End, he refused to take the information as it is given in the Bible because this is not the information which Muslim scholars stated. I give you a good example. Jacob. Jacob came to Egypt at the age of 130. And Jacob lived in Egypt 17 years. So the Bible clearly teaches that Jacob lived in Egypt 147 years. But that's not what other Muslim scholars said. So they give different ages for Jacob. Some say he lived 140. Some said that he lived 160. Some said that he lived 180. Even though Muslim scholars disagree on the age of Jacob, Ibn Kathir rejected the age of the Bible, 147, because he could not find any Muslim scholar go for 147. Isn't this amazing? In the future, we'll have a full program where we will do a full study on has the Bible been corrupted. But for now, I'm going to share with you a few of the verses in the Quran to prove that the Bible is the Word of God, cannot be changed, will never change until the second coming of Christ. As a matter of fact, as we already covered in the last broadcast, the Quran has been changed. The Quran has been corrupted. Osman ibn Affan burned the original manuscript of the Quran. And we end with what? With Osmani Quran. That is corruption. As we will continue with this program and the following program, we will discover not only the Bible is the perfect word of God, but the Quran is a corrupt book. First, I'd like to read to you in Quran chapter 6 and verse 34, where Allah said, "And no one can change the words of Allah." If the Bible used to be the word of God, if the Bible, when it was written originally, was perfect and in excellent condition, it is the word of God. No one can change the word of God. So I'm going to use the same verse here as a ruler to measure the Bible and to measure the Quran. Since Allah said in the Quran, no one can change his word, that means the Bible cannot be changed, because in the Quran, Muhammad told us the Bible is the word of God. But in the same time, since we know the Quran has been changed, now we will come to the conclusion the Quran is not the word of God. In chapter 85, verse 21 and 22, "Yet it is a glorious Quran in a guarded board." Here Muhammad bragging about his Quran by saying, "It is glorious and it is kept in a guarded board. No one can change it. No one can touch it." Really? So how did Osman ibn Affan were able to burn the original manuscript? Another verse in the Quran in chapter 15, verse 9. "Surely we," and we here is Allah, "have sent down the reminder, and surely we will be its guardian." The reminder is a word for use for the Bible, Old Testament, and for the New Testament. Allah said he sent it down and he will watch over it. Well, guess what? As we study and investigate the Quran in the writings of the Quran and in the interpretation of Muslim scholars to the Quran, we will find the Quran has not been kept in its excellent condition as Muslim claim. Therefore, the Quran cannot be the word of God. Another verse which it is really strange because Muslims use it to prove that the Quran is a perfect word of God. How? In chapter 4, verse 82, the Quran says, "Do they not consider the Quran? If it was from other than Allah, they would have found in it many inconsistencies." Really? Because the Quran said there is no inconsistency in it, that means it is a perfect word of God. What if we opened the Quran and investigated and found many inconsistencies? You know what? This is one of my favorite verses in the Quran, because Muslims use it to prove that the Quran is the word of God, because they claim that the Quran does not have any inconsistencies. But since we're going to show you, my dear listeners, and to our dear Muslim friends, that the Quran have many inconsistencies, we will use this verse as a measure. Is the Quran the word of God? Because with all the inconsistency in the Quran, obviously the Quran is not the word of God. Remember what I told you before, my dear brothers and sisters, that we must know for sure the map, the Medini and the Mecca map. It is very important because in it we will discover the great secret, the great mystery of abrogation, the doctrine of abrogation. That is a great mystery we will cover in the following program. Muslim scholars come up with a great answer for the mystery of the inconsistency of the Quran by claiming it is in the wisdom of Allah, that Allah has changed his mind, Allah have given a new revelation, and some claim it is some kind of progressive revelation, and this will make a lot of sense in some portion of the Quran, but it will make no sense for the solid teaching of the Quran. For example, if we open the Quran and we see some verses teach it's okay for Muslim to drink and it's okay for Muslim to gamble, a little bit later Allah changed his mind and he said you cannot drink while you're praying, so you know what you're saying. But then finally, Allah give or send down the final revelation that he command Muslim not to touch alcohol, for it is forbidden. It is rajas. It is uncleanness, and Muslim should never touch alcohol. In this condition, I can see, well, I see the progressive revelation in the Quran. But when we open the Quran and we see verses in the Quran where Allah clearly teaches that Christians and Jews and Sabaeans will make it to heaven, and another complete verses contradict this teaching by stating only Muslim, only those who believe in Islam will make it to heaven and the rest will burn in hell. The rest are losers. Then we have a problem. That is not a progressive revelation. That is a contradiction. That is inconsistencies in the teaching of the Quran. What about abrogation? What about the doctrine of abrogation? What do we mean by abrogation? How many type of abrogation exist in the Quran? That is what we will be covering next broadcast. And until we see you, may God richly bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.